Usually, in some parts, there might be stones.
And then when the harvest was complete, you'd say they brought in the, or they made their what?
Made their crop. Or it made so many bushels to the acre.
What is a good yield?
In what?
Well, in any, the wheat, for example. Or what was a good yield here?
I don't believe I can tell you. It's
20, 30.
I believe someone made 25 bushels to the acre not too long ago of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you wanted, to the acre, for me to say.
Now, when you were a girl, how was wheat harvested? Was it combine?
Cut with the... Well, I have seen an old binder. They cut it with the binder first and I believe that tied the bundles, and then the wagon picked it up and took it to the thrashing machine.
Now, were these bundles, were they small?
Sheaves.
Sheaves?
Yes, uh-huh.
Were they put into larger stacks before they were taken to the thrashing machine?
No, they were put on a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Pitched on a wagon.
How were oats harvested in the early days?
How early do you want to go back?
Well, go back a long, long way.
I think they were cut and then, let's see. I think it was the same way as wheat.
Combine?
No, they weren't either. They were... You cut them, and then you shock those,
mm-hmm.
Stack them in piles.
And then what was done?
Made quite a stack, and I don't know whether we tied them or not. One summer we did that.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
It was. We got out at 5:00 in the morning, and we shocked the oats. And it was too wet, so we had to tear them all down.
Oh, my goodness.
We had to shock again. I don't know whether they were tied or not.